Did you know you can save up to 70% on the best brands just by shopping at FromRebel.com? We're talking about strollers, car seats, high chairs, espresso machines, cookware, everything you need for way less. Here's how it works. Every single day, Rebel drops thousands of new products on the site for up to 70% off. It is a constant stream of endless deals from top brands like Upa Baby, Nuna, Baby Bjorn, Breville, Nespresso, KitchenAid, Le Creuset, and more. But you have to act fast because every deal is one of a kind. So if you see something you love, make sure you add to cart fast. So stop paying full price when you don't have to. Whether it's baby gear, kitchen upgrades, or a treasure for your home you didn't know you needed, Rebel has it for way less, up to 70% less. Shop from Rebel.com and save big.
The General Banter Podcast with Colin Jettis.
Right about now, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to get yourself and your soul together. This man will make your liver quiver. This man will make your bladder splatter. Let's all welcome the world's godfather of soul,
Colin Jettis.
It's Jettis, actually.
Oh, that's what they look like.
I've always
so
wondered
sad,
what an SM7B look like in the inside.
We Dalek penis.
Oh my god, that is
sad, isn't it?
That's like, it feels like it's wearing like a Wonder Bra.
My Sennheiser video mic broke, like I crushed it and the back end popped off, and I looked in it and I was like, is that what I'm paying for? Like it's all the mesh case and all this shit and the wee furry bit and the, you know, and you, it falls apart and there's a tiny little thing on a wire sticking up and you're like, that's it, that's your whole microphone there.
It's like, do you know when you take the casing off Beats headphones, there's just like weights in them.
Yeah.
To make them feel like they're good.
Yeah.
Which is so funny.
I know. Armacatan will fucking fight you over a pair of Beats, like. It's like, there are better ones. So he bought those, bought AirPods, thought the AirPods were shit. There probably is a drop in sound quality. Sent the AirPods back, lost the Beats, bought a fucking £70 pair of Sonys, and he's like, these are fucking unbelievable. And I was like, yeah, there are better brands than Beats, like.
Yeah, they're not good headphones. No. It's just for that fucking, like, symbol on the side of them.
I use the, what do you call them? I do use the AirPods for handiness, but then I have those proper big Sony fucking, whatever the fuck they are.
Yeah, I have a big Bose noise cancelling ones.
But if you space it out a wee bit, the use of those, you put them on, you're like,
Noise cancelling makes me like feel sick a bit. Sometimes like it fucks up my...
I nearly fainted the first time I experienced it.
It really fucks you up.
I forgot headphones and I bought them in the airport. And the guy went, doot, and it went, thup. And I just fucking went.
It's just like, oh, my ass feels weird.
Hello?
Am I alive?
Are we recording? Thunderclap. I'll not be wearing these headphones the whole time. Ladies and gentlemen, my guest today on the General Banter podcast, the Italian alien.
Italian alien.
Vittorio Angeloni.
What? I need to know what button that, what noise that is.
It was the wrong one.
Is that clapping and cheering?
That's air horns. Yes. And now for the full Italian national anthem. That's actually a vomit noise.
The Italian national anthem is on the top tier of national anthems.
Sing it to me.
It's the one.
It's quite jolly.
Italia, Italia, da 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 Vittoria. Pizza and things. But my favorite thing is there's a bit in the middle where there's like an instrumental bit, and this is how you know it's a banger of a national anthem, is everybody sings along to the wee instrumental bit.
Mm.
Everyone goes dum. Da-da-dum, da-da-dum, da-da-dum. And it's just like, that's my favorite bit.
That's in any anthem, that's what you want.
Yeah.
Is the, you know, the Seven Nation Army or so. You know that, like.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The wee bit. Yeah, the instrumental
da,
you sing.
Da-da-da, you know.
That
da-da-da, you know.
Yeah, Chelsea Dagger. People hate that, I think, because of the darts. But I still think, I still just have such fond memories of like winning a rugby match away against like Rainey.
Rainey. It's one of those like 2 decades ago words that I haven't heard.
And then just in the car on the way back being like, Dad, can we roll down the windows and play like Chelsea Dagger? And he's like,
This has unlocked a memory. One of the worst fights I ever seen was at Rainey.
Oh, really?
In a school match, like. And it was like...
Was it like... Because always the big fights in school matches, like when it properly descends, is when coaches get involved.
Parents.
That's the best.
Digging the head of each other.
That's the best.
A linesman got it. Some linesman got it.
There was a great one of... there was two schools that made it, because I never played schools rugby because I went to like Aquinas, so we didn't really have, like, we did, but it was awful.
Just for them, yeah.
One of those, tick a box. We're a Catholic school, but
it's funny you go to school where, like, if you can't do the ga, we'll let you faff about and play rugby.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
It's like hockey in our school.
Oh, really?
Can't play rugby?
We'll circle back to. Netball, we'll circle back to netball because I want to talk about netball later.
Sorry, it's the only reason I brought you here. I've been waiting all year for this. There's not many guys on the scene that I could chat to about netball, but finally you're home for a week.
Put a pin in netball. But this, so it's Ashfield and St. Pat's Knock were like the two schools that made up our like club rugby team, Malone Rugby Club, which is on the Gregor Road. Like, it's nothing to do with Malone or BT9 or anything like that. But, they played each other, like those two schools. So loads of the guys like knew each other, but like the rest of the team got into this huge scrap, and all the guys who played for like Malone together were kind of looking at each other. And apparently my mate Chris was stood there and he just heard behind him, because there was a guy like, what the fuck was his name? Glenn, which is just the most, like, that's his first name.
Yeah.
It's just Glenn. And
second name, Ulster Scots Macintosh.
And all Chris hears from behind them is just, and because Glenn did like boxing, he just turned around and it was just like, St. Pat's is like a Catholic grammar school, he really shouldn't be playing rugby. And Ashfield is like fucking rough as all nails. And it's just Glenn just fucking knocking lumps out of fucking middle class tags, but just going, like, it's so scary.
I thought you were going to say he was like warming up or something. No,
it's just so scary when someone's so good at fighting that they know how to breathe properly doing it.
And then when you're really good at fighting, you get your like signature noise. So it goes on like a, they're like a, hi, hi, hi. That's like your noise every time. Hi, hi, hat, hat. Yeah, it's weird to bring the actual proper breathing technique into the fight.
It's freaky, like,
in the middle of the street. I
would
have,
if I heard someone go, I would start running.
That shit. Not that Rainey match. I remember fucking, there's boys hitting them, hitting linesmen with umbrellas and shit, like golf umbrellas.
Yeah, that's so funny. I remember a guy squared up to my dad on the sideline of a rugby pitch once. And this was like, but it was too young for it to be any, it was like under 13s.
Yeah.
So a 12-year-old squared up to my dad, and my dad just went, ha! And the kid was like, yeah.
Laughs in Italian. I appreciate the energy though, because every time my dad had to like run me to rugby, it was an absolute shift for him, you know.
He'd, oh,
like,
really?
All right, then. And he'd fucking sit in the car and like half asleep.
My dad was like so keen to get involved, having never played sport in his whole life.
Nice.
He was like the manager of our rugby team. I'd be like shouting at people, and I'm like, you don't know the rules.
Yeah. Scrum.
What? Fucking, well, although occasionally I'll dip into rugby, like for some random team in London, and the rules in rugby change so much, and some fucking dickhead in
you'll just jump in and play rugby, like just...
Yeah, just for like a team, just...
God, does it, that gives me the fucking shits, that.
I want to get back into it. I've got it in my diary for like 2 weeks' time. I'm going to go back to rugby training and get back playing. I've been inspired by the World Cup.
Yeah.
I was buzzing.
That's like when, you know, Drive to Survive was on. Can you do Formula One driving in Northern Ireland? Everyone's fucking balls deep in it immediately.
That's an expensive hobby, is F1 driving.
Yeah, I got a bit of a boner for the World Cup too. I was like, man, these knees have got life in them, yeah.
How sad were you when Ireland lost?
I've never said this before, numb.
Yeah.
You know, I was empty.
Yeah.
I was just like, everyone's drinking around you. You know, it was like a scene in the movie. Or you just sound cancelling again.
Like after a grenade.
Just everyone's drinking. No one else really gave a fuck, you know. And I was like, man, I've been out here in this garage by myself with my Ireland shirt on, pretending that I was handing people off in slow motion. You don't even take it seriously. I've been scrumming that banister on my own, and you come out here just casually watch it in my garage drinking beer.
You think this is fun?
Yeah. It worked hard. Bundyaki's children.
Them boys.
No, it was absolutely good.
They deserve more.
But then, you know, you hate to be the shitty losing fan, but you just go like, there's like two tries and you're like, they were forward. You know, like,
it was a forward.
If you're going to spend 10 minutes looking at a head collision or something, you're like, can we cover the basics?
Yeah.
Because that one pass, I forget who scored it. It happened to be in a 5 meter line. There is a line painted on the ground and the ball just goes in front of it. And you're
I've seen Tom Brady throw things less far forward than that.
Yeah.
It's just absolutely.
Yeah,
it fucked me up. I watched it like backstage at a gig in Chester.
Oh, Jesus.
And I was just there like, nobody ever was like, come for a pint after. It's like, nobody talked to me.
Sure, what was the other quarter? Was it England and fucking?
England and like fucking the Vatican or whoever, knowing the side of the draw of that Rugby World Cup. England in every major sporting tournament just get the fucking.
Who were they playing? Was it Argentina or something?
Yeah, somebody balls.
I put it on the. Maureen's dad came up to my house and he put it on. I was like, why am I watching this? I was like, how is this happening right now in the middle of a fucking World Cup?
Yeah, it's a disgrace. Although the group stages of the Rugby World Cup are so like funny.
Yeah.
Like it's just so rough because some of the you just see some of those guys and they're so wee playing for like Romania and you're like, oh, you shouldn't be there.
Someone from Japan getting like terminally handed off by a fucking Kiwi.
Get his own personal Nagasaki. Just fucking, like all the skin coming off.
Great to be here. Imprint on the fucking silhouette in the wall. Thank you. I've had a great time. There must be some, obviously there's some horrible matchups, like, but you know, like the likes of Romania or something.
It's rough. Ireland, Romania. I went to see that at Wembley at the last World Cup.
Big rugby country.
Big fuck me. Like
upsetting.
They're trying to get like students who live in the Holy Land somehow qualify for playing for Romania.
Guys run down the wing with a bunch of flowers. Hubertos. I tell you what, though, are they still at that business, the You Buy Rose type?
The only one I've heard recently is they jump in front of your car and go, £50 broken leg, go away.
You were like, what do you want to break it for £50? What are you saying?
I don't understand, but I think they've picked up like from TV this like law, like American lawsuit culture. Like they're basically trying to extort.
I was going to joke and say, like, you know, the people selling the roses needed a bit of advice on sales or something. You know, a bit of business advice.
Oh, yeah,
That's a worse choice.
Yeah.
£50 broken leg.
Go away.
Go away. Jesus Christ. I used to joke and be like, you know, if they were selling like vapes or something.
Yeah, yeah. So like those wee elf bars, if you're finding them out at like the dying embers of house parties in the Holy Lands.
Absolutely.
Your guy V.
When I used to do that material, it was a long time ago. So it was like sell cigarettes.
Because
sell something, I'll buy. Same as the big issue.
It's planned about. Yeah, but why are we making homeless people sell magazines? That's sad.
Yeah.
Like, what are you, like, I'm trying to think what I need when I'm walking down the street.
That's what I mean. Umbrella.
Umbrella. Like, one bit of chewing gum.
Like, the 5 lighters for a pound doesn't seem that crazy, no?
Yeah,
you
that
know, something,
is.
It's just like a daily, like, yeah, I'll take that.
Yeah.
Sanitizer.
Big, like, print media is dead.
Yeah.
Nobody's buying good magazines.
Have you ever bought a big issue?
No.
I have. And it's very dated, you know, so it'll be like, do you know what I mean? It'll be like,
are you trying to cancel the big issue?
Yeah.
For their regressive views?
The big issue is, it's not quick enough. You know what I mean? Just have a guy on the street with a QR code. That's basically what you need, like an up-to-date news. But yeah, you buy one fucking now and it's like, you know, fucking, I don't know, whoever's dead, but they've been dead like 3 months.
I would like to know how much the like the CEO of the big issue is on. Is he making loads, do you think? Because those charities, like the top dogs of charities,
do a quick Google,
are making piss loads often.
Yeah.
And I'm always a bit like,
not anymore, I don't think.
No.
Well, just creaming it off those big issues.
I'd say the CEO of Cancer Research is fucking...
Oh, yeah. Well, that's... Yeah, of course.
Because they're like a good one, but...
People are chucking money at that. Have you ever vaped or smoked?
No.
No.
No. I'll do the odd... I love a cigar.
Oh, yeah.
I don't even like the taste or anything. It's just the aesthetic.
Who are you, Will Smith?
I'm fucking...
What was the line of that song?
I'm Tony...
I just bite it.
I'm Tony Soprano, man. Yeah. I'm just fucking... I wish...
I think I'm closer to Tony Soprano. physically.
I wish I had the fucking balls to smoke like a cigar a day and just be out and about with a cigar. You'd lose all your mates if you had a cigar every day.
Do you think it fits the aesthetic?
Well, I've got a Movember tash on at the minute, which is a horrific attempt at a mustache. My girlfriend loves it, though.
Do you wear a chain?
Yeah.
Are we Italian, you?
I don't have it on. God. But it has one of them wee, you know, like first series of Friends, Joey, with the wee horn?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got one of them.
You need that. Bare tits. Silky shirt.
Yeah, I'm a big, like, silky bowling shirt guy. Yeah, like, I think I could do the Tony Soprano. I've only just started watching The Sopranos. I'm on, like, series two.
Me
for
too.
The first time ever.
Yeah, me too. I've only really started watching it.
Class.
And Dave, who was talking about that? Like, what age Tony Soprano is supposed to be in the first series?
I bet she's supposed to be like 21.
he's literally like 34. Or he's just
such a haggard guy.
And then he's walking around, you know, he's getting slagged for being a big fat fucking Tony Soprano. He's walking around with the dressing gown and shit. And you're like, you know, you're like, you don't look that bad.
He looks all right.
He looks all right.
He's all right. Do you know what I mean?
I mean, he's got three deviated septums by the sound of him. Like, the guy's just like, stuffy.
There's such a funny bit where. Like, a rumor goes around that he basically, like, gives his wife head, and all the Italian guys are like, that's fucking gay. He's like, it, like, nearly breaks
look
up.
Look at your wife's pussy.
It nearly breaks up the whole family. He's like, you don't be fucking doing... He's like, what? How is that, like, that's like something you would joke, be like...
Of all the shit he does, like...
You make a woman feel good, that's gay.
Yeah. He's like, sitting there, like, hacking a body to bits with a fucking meat cleaver, and they're like, Tony, come here. You know, wiping blood on the butt, and he goes, you and your wife pussy. Who the fuck told you that? That's a risky move for me at the minute with this fucking cold.
Yeah.
Bro, I've had Ebola of the fucking COVID of the AIDS in the last 2 weeks.
Oh, I've had just like the worst block nose. And like, fuck. You know, one of those where your nose is so stuffed up. I think too many people are anti-nose picking. I'm into picking my nose.
Yeah.
I think it's good and like natural. Do you know what I mean?
What's wrong with it?
People get so annoyed.
What is wrong with it though?
Like it seems so like there's stuff in my body and I want to get it out. So I'll just fucking.
I mean, like, you know, have a bit of decorum about it. Like, you know.
Yeah, don't be doing it.
Don't be like sitting, you know, like right now, me and you sitting right now and you're just like pulling absolute slugs out of your nose. Like. And then just, you know, whatever.
Well, you roll it here and then you're like...
Okay. Yeah. But if you want to, like... If you want to, you know, take a moment to yourself, you know, nip it.
Yeah, I
will nip to the toilet to blow my nose just. Because sometimes I'm just like, I don't really want to be, like, blasting this out beside everybody.
Love a shower nose blow.
Oh, yeah. The snot rocket up the back of the shower. Can I tell you a fun story here?
Yeah.
I told Dave a minute ago. So... The timeline of my sickness was came back from my gigs in Liverpool.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to everyone who came. Do you feel like you're the best comedian on earth when you do hot water?
And also you fuck your voice to the fucking moon.
Just shouting.
Because there's no monitor.
Yeah.
You can't hear if the mic's on at all when you're on stage at hot water.
Yeah.
Like it's the best room ever, but I would love not to come back like every time.
Bro, you know, you do jokes and you're like, that didn't really do that. You know what I mean?
Can we
like,
just cool off here for a second?
That's just to get us to the next bit, but okay, I'll take it.
Like your fucking segues.
Yeah.
Yeah, you go like, what next? And they're like,
I was in Tenerife on holiday. But I came back, by the way, it's so embarrassing. I'll tell you this as well. I was with Aaron, so there was a couple of shandies taken. Mm-hmm. And, the night before in Manchester.
I thought he was off it. No, he just says that once a week.
He said once a day, you know what I mean? Define off it, you know what I mean?
You're not off getting, what?
Like, off what?
He's on. There's never been a man who's more on things.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like <he's> he is yes man, like, you know.
Yeah, Jim Carrey.
Yeah, he's yes man. So, first of all, went to do the gig in Frog and Bucket. Sort of run short on time. I was like, do you want to eat just at the venue? And then we'll walk past that Ben Brazil, which is beside, mm-hmm. which everyone, of course, slags you for after you tell them you've been there. Like, oh, what'd you go there for? Well, then there, this is an all-you-can-eat fucking Brazilian
meat thing. Oh, I really want to go to that.
And I went in and ordered the sides, and I was like, right, this is 7 o'clock, show's at 8. Like, come on, fuck. And then I shouldn't have complained, because once they started bringing it, it was fucking...
lightning.
You know, it was like a broken fucking conveyor belt. I was like, fucking meat spilling off the plate. Stuffed their faces. Did the gig, went on the piss. We were in the lobby of the hotel because I'd lost my card, and he was like, got a wee surprise for you. Got a wee surprise. And I was like, what? And he goes, you'll see. You'll see. And then just like a truckload of chicken arrives. And we took it up to my room for some reason. Like, he didn't have his own fucking room. He's belly down on my bed, snogging a fucking chicken burger, basically. Just not even breathing. And I'm just standing there, like, my hands on my hips. Like, what the fuck are you? Like, go to your own room. Like, I might as well go to your room right now and go to sleep. And so the room's a disaster, and it's in a travel lodge because it's the closest to the venue. So like, it's a fucking kip. You're in bed. You can like touch the toilet and the window.
Yeah, but the plug is a mile and a half away.
Yeah, you have to pay for it. Fiverr deposit. And we're sitting in but I paid for a late checkout. But then I didn't realize as the checkout approached, which was like 12, I was like, got a bit of anxiety thinking, do they know? Like, do they know downstairs that I've paid for the late checkout? So as soon as I hit 12, I was panicking then. And I was like, fuck, can't even sleep this hangover off now. I'm just like, wonder if someone's going to knock
on the door.
And I basically had on like a t-shirt, socks, and an erection. And
classic combo.
And of course the fucking door knocks. And I'm like, okay, bang, or whatever. And you can hear them jiggling the door. And the first thing I could think to do, I sat up and went, oh, fuck. Instead of putting trousers on or fucking folding my boner in half, I just went, oh, fuck. And I grabbed gravy and just poured it down the toilet like that and put it in the bin. I was just like, you can see whatever you need to see, but don't see that fucking
see the gravy.
Pint of gravy that I just left open. It was like the fucking, it was like a Lil Wayne style. Like
just a mug of gravy.
It was like
gravy.
The size of a can. Like a massive gravy. And I just went, oh, fuck, and just grabbed it, went, and put it down the toilet, pulled the blanket over myself. Embarrassment.
I hate that. I hate when they're,
like,
trying to get in.
Because they do, you know, they do the work with fucking AirPods and all. They don't even listen. Yeah,
you just have to go, no.
Yeah.
Wanking.
Actually, I think it just went, late checkout. Gravy down the toilet. But anyway, I'll get round to the snot story. I fucking came home, sounded like I do now, wee bit of a cold. And then, like about 6 days later, fell into full-blown, you know, like fever, flu.
Yeah,
it was like 40 degrees with the thermometer thing. But the whole time, I just had this pressure in my head here. Like, just felt like a knife.
Oh, like sinus?
Yeah, it was definitely
behind
sinus.
Your eye?
Because I didn't have like a runny nose or any of that shit.
Yeah.
And then one day, I just fucking stumbled into the toilet. It was like I was drunk. I had that sort of like fever thing. Waddled in the toilet, went to the toilet and just got out of the toilet room and like went to blow my nose. And my ear / nose cavity somewhere just went like. And I blew my nose and just a fucking cup of shit came out of my nose. I said to Dave, I couldn't blow it quick enough. It was like a nosebleed. It was going like, and just handful of shit down the toilet, and it was running down my fucking face. I was like,
no.
And it just fucking kept going and going. But that was it. It was like 10 minutes of fury, and then it was completely clear again.
Fine. Yeah.
But it was absolutely rank. Like,
fuck yeah. It's so brutal when it's all fucking, oh, mate, the pressure. Yeah, but then fucking blowing you. I think it's more gross when people like blow their nose dead loud in like public than if they did a cheeky wee. Do you know what I mean? Like that fucking and you're just like, what? And they're like, oh, pardon. And you're like, what? That's stinking.
Yeah, pardon. Yeah, it's some old boy just like fucking and then back in the pocket.
Oh, the one that they take home and wash? And apparently, if you borrow someone's, like, the etiquette, if it's you borrow someone's hanky, you take it home, wash it, and give it back to them.
What sort of 1700s bullshit is that?
Yeah, it's absolutely crazy. I did.
Can one borrow the hanky? The turnip's cleaned.
I did that, like, TikTok thing, you know, where you put two bulbs of garlic up your nose.
TikTok has lost the run of itself. What happened to just dancing with your tits half out?
Oh, mate. Frighteningly young tits.
Frighteningly young tits.
Have you gotten the, has your algorithm sent you towards the slingshot rides yet?
Yeah.
What's
the tits go like, and then, bleh, and then fucking all over the place. My TikTok, it's usually like.
I feel so bad every time I watch it, but I'm like, yeah. You just see them get strapped in and you go, yeah, I'll watch it.
Not barely strapped in. Nice. Yeah, mine's just fucking, you know, horrific cyst being removed. You know, bit of UFC or something.
Yeah.
Female doing task.
Pottery.
With greasy tits out. Sometimes it's DIY, sometimes it's pottery. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Sometimes it's like just chopping a pepper and she's just like, eh.
Yeah. Yeah, the, there's that big axe guy. Have you seen the axe?
Yeah.
The log splitting guy. Women like, I like him.
Yeah.
Have you seen the guy from, is he from Limerick, who does like all the woodworking by hand? Love that.
There's something about, women are mental. Like the idea of things will fucking ruin their cocks quicker than.
Every woman I know would hate my, see if I started making chairs.
Yeah.
My girlfriend would fucking kill me.
I used to do a bit. I thought it was good at the time. Do you remember the Diet Coke ad with the guy cutting the grass?
Yep.
And everyone's flicking the bait of themselves at the window. And I was like, until you go down and speak to that guy, and he's like, they don't let me have the ride-along mower. They just let me push this one with my six-pack up and down this park. It's like a bridge that they paint where they start it, and by the time they finish, they fucking go back.
Well, that's the thing. That's his job.
How much do you earn? What's money? You know, like
he lives in an assisted living facility, and he can't read or write.
Yeah. He's just got a wasted body. Probably... massive cock as well.
Yeah.
Inshallah.
He can't, you know? He doesn't need carbs, but that's because he can't spell carbohydrate. He's just like, no.
Eats nuggets.
Chicken. Chicken, please.
Same as the axe guy.
Yeah.
You know, you're out there and you're like, do you do anything else? Or, you know, can we go for dinner or anything? He's like, I don't know, man. I just eat trouts out of the river and do this. So maybe you could pay or something, or what do you want to do?
Yeah, just a very.
But fun, sexy. It's all fun and sexy to, you know, like. The girl wants to go to Bali or something to, you know, take some Instagram photos.
Yeah, and he's getting like withdrawals from chopping logs.
Yeah.
Like he's just like,
I need that wood, man.
What do you mean there's no logs?
I need that wood.
You need to chop some.
Yeah, you just have to take a log with you to every function you go to. You're at your mate's wedding and he's in the court. He's happy enough.
Just let him be, fuck's sake.
Did you ever chop wood?
Oh, it is class, to be fair. It is so good. We used to do it in Scouts. It's the best thing ever.
You ever got molested in Scouts?
No, never got molested. There was quite a frightening initiation. Did I tell you? It was last time when me and Mike were on this podcast. There was...
Soggy biscuit?
No, not that. We went to stay in this like cottage in the Mourns. And there was like bunk beds and like a big dorm that like most of us were staying in. And the younger lads, and I was one of the younger lads at this point, the kind of older, bigger scout lads would throw you into this like cupboard, like a built-in wardrobe almost. It was just like hang coats in, slam the door shut, and then through the keyhole of it, do you know, like a deodorant flamethrower?
Nice.
And you're just in this cupboard going, like they basically recreated the fucking chokey from Matilda.
Just burning all the oxygen out of the box for you. Cool guys.
Yeah, no, it's really, really.
And what badge is that?
Sound cool guys. What badge? That's your fire safety badge.
We call it hypoxia badge. How long can you last in the box without air?
Yeah, I got my carbon monoxide poisoning, and then.
How many badges are there?
Available?
Is there like hundreds of them?
I would think it's well over 1,000.
Really?
Can you guys? Are you finished googling CEOs of charities? How many? Big issue?
CEO? 15 million, bro!
That's,
do you know how many tents that would buy?
That's fucking
the fuck off your woman.
Oh yeah. Suella. Pretty Patel?
It was actually.
Suella Braverman.
Braverman. She was like, you know, we shouldn't be seeing tents in the street. You're like, do something about it, man.
That's like all those comedians who moved away from LA. Yeah. And they're like, yeah, the tents, man. And I'm like, you know, people live there.
Yeah.
And you have a mansion.
Yeah.
And they go, but the taxes are so high. And I'm like, yeah, for like public services.
I mean, for sure, do something about it. Like, I don't know. But that's the thing about LA and all those places. You know, it's like LA, and then it is a dusty shithole.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? It's not like a lush, beautiful paradise.
Yes, no, I've never been, but I like...
Like, it's so hot and sunny, like, you know, a homeless guy shits on the street and it dries into the street.
It's part of the asphalt. That's why they call it that.
Asphalt. The place is disgusting. You know what I mean? No wonder you're in a fucking car all day. You're not talking about that shithole. Never been to LA?
No, I've only been to like Boston to visit family in America. And then Florida when I was like a tiny child when my nonna and nonna ran a motel over there.
No.
They got a stimmy check during the pandemic. You know, the like $1,200 that every American citizen got? Because they like had paid tax in America ever.
See?
They got a check from Donny T.
Yeah. Did they buy any tents with it? They're running around.
That
there.
Was like billions. Billions of dollars just got sent to everybody. Crazy.
Jesus Christ.
What question did we ask? Scout badges available? Over 200? I think there's way more than that.
Is there a list of them?
This is.
Do they update it every year? You get like fucking, you know.
Your go viral badge?
Your vaping badge?
You've got your set up your OnlyFans account badge?
Yeah.
It's just
50k followers badge.
Three shits on it.
Are you in a tour at the minute? Are you done a tour?
No, I'm about to do a tour. Starts in January.
And the last one finished. That was a pretty hefty fucking tour. Last one, was it not?
The one, yeah. So that was March to June. And then new show at the Fringe, and that's what I'm touring.
Nice.
Exciting. I'm so fucking picky about all sorts of shit. People are getting annoyed at me about the Ulster Hall, because I'm doing it in the round, which I haven't told anybody. It's like a secret, but fucking who cares? Some of the tickets, when people have bought them, they say ringside on them because it's like the boxing layout for the seating. But I think that's just so funny.
Ringside. Ringside for Angeloni. That's pretty fucking badass.
Yeah, I think it's cool.
You know, you'll make zero money from that because they'll tell you it cost like 14 grand,
a million pounds to
put it
the
in
stage.
A square.
Yeah.
It's just a hard flex.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah,
I'm looking forward to making no money for a wee jolly that will make the show worse.
Yeah. To stare at my anus.
I'll forget to turn around. Yeah. I'm such a fucking idiot that I will just do it as if it's a normal gig.
Yeah, I would probably get too into like a rhythm and just get dizzy, I think.
Or you just spin.
I'd be like, I'll just keep it
Apparently
going.
Apparently the move is don't like rotate, walk in a circle.
Oh.
As you know, you would like kind of pace side to side. Just do that, but in a circle. Kind of backwards and forwards like that.
It's a good way to test out the room. Be like, these ones are hot. These ones are fucking losers.
Yeah, just start doing the whole show to like the one bit of the audience.
You'll walk around and just get back to that one bit for the punchline.
I've only just remembered that one of my opening jokes is about what my eyes look like. I'm going to have to do a fucking 360. Yeah.
Just as soon as you walk out, great to be here. Give everybody.
Or I should like spend even more of the money that I won't make on the, you know, like at a hockey game. Like the four screens
thing,
up at the top. Have that, but in the Ulster Hall.
Yeah.
So stupid.
You'd have to be like U2 and you just do a residency in there to pay for that sort of shit.
Well, I'm just practicing because I'm going to do that, the Sphere. You know, the one in Las Vegas?
Yeah.
That thing's fucking mad, isn't it?
He's like, I know you're doing well. Like, but Sphere, like.
The fucking 10,000 seat Sphere in Las Vegas.
The worst gig of all time.
Oh my God.
I was chatting to someone down in Galway and she was like, she went for a work thing and she goes, oh, I took a couple of edibles before I went in. And I was like, what? I have such a weird thing about, like, there is a name for this. There is like an actual phobia of indoor large spaces. It makes me a bit like, fuck. Freaks
like
me out.
Like warehouses?
Yeah, like I was actually in the Tate Gallery in London, and I'd fucking. It's someone very... was like, this used to be a factory and all, and they cut half the floor away, and it's glass, and you can see down. And I remember just looking over and being like, like it was just the scale of it. I was like, fucking, who built that? What are you doing up there?
I had my first run-in with edibles recently. Like, I'd had them before, but they'd kind of done fuck all.
Are you a weed guy normally?
No. Mm. I can have panic attacks by myself, thank you.
Yeah. Pussies.
I don't need like panic enhancing drugs.
No.
I'm freaking out all the time. But basically I was opening... Oh yeah, I was hanging out with Adam Rowe after his London show and Alfie Brown was opening. And Alfie is big on his edibles. And he turns to Jack, Adam's like camera guy, and goes, oh, do you want... this? And Jack was like, oh, I'm going to go to another pub. And then turns to me and goes, but if you're just going to McDonald's and going home, that'll be great. And I was like, just in like too good of a mood. So I was like, all right.
Yeah.
Just chucked it in. Went to McDonald's with Alfie, ordered all the stuff. And I was like, this is fine. Just getting to McDonald's, whatever. Walk out, heading towards the Ubers. And I'm like eating the burger. And I turned to Alfie and he looks fucked. And he does it all the time. His eyes are all like red and he's white as a sheet. And he goes, are you feeling it? And I went, nah. And Alfie goes, you look like you're feeling it. And I was like, you look like you're feeling it. So I'm there, Fanta Zero and my chips in the big kind of bigger bag around it. But then the Uber arrives and I go get into the Uber and I just like close the door and it just goes like my whole world just like it zones in. And then I look out the window to kind of like wave at Alfie. And the Uber sets off. And do you know when the Millennium Falcon goes into like hyperdrive in Star Wars and all the stars go like sideways?
Oh, yeah.
That's what it looked like when I looked out the window. I was just like, oh no. And it's like a 40-minute, no, like maybe a half an hour drive. And I'm just in this Uber. And then I immediately go, oh, I can't eat the chips. He'll be so annoyed at me if I eat these chips. And I'm like,
the Uber driver. All right. The overlords.
And I'm just like fucking spooked, like. And then he's driving along, and I know I can't talk.
Yeah.
Like I haven't tried yet, but I know I can't talk. Like I barely, you know, when you get an Uber, I barely say my name.
Yeah.
I was like, Vitalia. just sat down, and then I'm like having a wee sip of my Fanta every so often, but like sneakily, because I think you'll be annoyed at me for that for some reason. And he's driving along.
Sorry.
And he goes. And I keep trying to look out the window, but there's just nothing there. Like, it's just space. And then he goes, oh, I just need to pull in here for a second. And I just went, he pulls into this petrol station. Not for petrol. For snacks.
Respect.
Mid-Uber ride. I think he just knew I was too fucked to say anything.
Yeah.
But I was just like, ah. And he goes in. He gets out. And I still can't see anything out the window. And even though he's, like, in the shop, I'm like sneaking chips still.
Yeah.
Like there's no one else in the car. And I'm like,
he's got you on the dash cam. Fucking
looking around. And then he's been in there for what to me felt like 45 minutes.
Yeah.
Like I'm just sat in the car and I started to sincerely think, oh fuck, he's forgotten I'm in the back of the car and he's gone home. And I'm just at his house now.
I live here now.
And I have to sleep in this Toyota Corolla.
Nice.
Just, and then I'm like sneaking these chips and I've still barely eaten any of them. And then he gets back in, he goes, oh, sorry about that. And I go, sets off up the road, right? Again, feels like 2 hours. Get to the house and he goes, you know, like Uber drivers kind of slow down and expect you to go here.
Yeah.
And I was like, I can't see. I can't see him, right? Please just stop. I get out.
I don't know where I'm going.
I think your phone will tell you.
Yeah.
I get out and I'm there and he drives off and I'm just like walking through the street that I live on in London, just like, and then I get a chip out and go, oh fuck, they're cold. And McDonald's chips are like shit when they're cold.
Yeah.
I hate them so much. And then we've been having a bit of like a turf war with the foxes outside our block of flats. And like they're getting really bold.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'll be walking down the path to the front door and one of them will just step out in front of the path and I'll do like a clap or like a big noise and it'll just sit down and I'm like, what? So I have to do a big fucking and then they like run away. And but it didn't happen, and I was like, I don't want these chips. But then I was like,
how mental would you look?
You just
skank across the road, just cracks the blinds, and there's just a guy with chips with no eyes going. Sonar trying to get back to the house.
I'm trying to scare away the foxes. And then, oh yeah, I was like, fuck, my girlfriend's gonna be so annoyed at me for getting McDonald's.
Yeah.
I can't bring any of this rubbish up to the flat.
God's sake.
So which just wasn't true. She just wouldn't care whatsoever. But I was like, she can never know. She can never know that I've had McDonald's. So I was like, I need to get rid of it. And I was like, I want to make peace with the foxes. So I go into like the grassy bit beside our block of flats and start like scattering chips for the foxes. I'm just like, we can be friends now. And then I get all that, throw it in somebody's wheelie bin across the road. And then, and I still have this Fanta Zero. And then I look at it and see the big McDonald's logo and go, oh no, if I take this upstairs, she's going to know I've had a McDonald's. And I was like, what are you, the fuck? I was like, foxes don't like Fanta. And then the thought that went through my head was, I just put it on the wall outside the block of flats and went, I'll drink it in the morning. Went upstairs, sat down on the sofa, texted my girlfriend and was like, I think I made a mistake. I shouldn't have taken that gummy that Alfie gave me. And then just fell asleep on the sofa.
She like in the next bedroom. It's a terrible suicide note.
Yeah,
made a terrible mistake tonight. I'm so sorry for everything I've done.
Just absolutely, yeah, horrific. I don't know if I'm a weed man.
I haven't spoken to anybody recently who has had a good weed story. It's whatever they're doing, the weed, none of it's like the silly weed. All of it is the fucking freak out weed now.
And it's always like the ones who do enjoy it say, like, just basically tell that story, but like with a big smile of like, isn't that class?
Yeah.
Of like, I thought I was going to die. Oh, mate. Like when Joe Rogan talks about weed, he's like, yeah, you'll see the devil and all. I'm like, what's wrong?
Yeah, don't see the devil.
What's wrong?
I'll see the TV.
Just want to watch Inside Out and like laugh a bit.
I remember, early weed experiences, my mate would have got like a wee bit of hash or something and you'd have bent the coke can and poked holes in it and put it on and like smoked it through the can.
Mm.
And then
Fuckets, is that what that's called? Is that a fuck?
Fuckets, something else in it. Fuckets, like, yeah, the bottle, and you'd fucking pull all the smoke into the bottle. But you would just smoke it and, you know, get all warm in the face and have a wee giggle and eat loads of Cocoa Pops and...
Oh, I
that was it.
I'm going to buy Cocoa Pops today just because you said it. That.
They're shit now.
Are they different?
They're just not as fun. They're trying to make everything healthy now.
Cocoa Pops?
Yeah.
The Woke Brigade have got a hold of Woke Pops. That's a GB News segment. Do you know, just fucking...
Woke Pops. What next?
Coco the monkey killed Diana. Breaking news.
No, all those cereals are shit now. Fucking. I remember actually having Cocoa Pops when we were stoned one time.
Mm.
And do you remember the sketch show Chewing the Fat, the Scottish one?
No.
Do you remember Still Game?
Yeah.
Still Game's a spin-off from a sketch that was on Chewing the Fat.
Of the two guys?
Yeah.
Right.
So they were just characters in the sketch show, but there was a teacher in it, and I forget the sketch, but she was like, you know, where's your homework or whatever? And the kid would tell this horrific line. Mm. The teacher would go, I smell shite. But I remember we were fucking stoned off the, faded off the 7-Up can, and came in, me and my mates poured these massive bowls of Cocoa Pops. And I said something, and he poked his head out from behind the door and went, I smell shite. And I went, and shot the fucking
Cocoa Pops
everywhere. But that's what I mean, fun.
Yeah, yeah, fun story time.
The later, you know, stories that made it into my stand-up and all, absolute hellscape.
Yeah, 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 horrific. You had that really funny one about, like, you had such a funny act out. Of in Amsterdam, you had a slice of pizza and you swallowed it like a pelican.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. Because I knew it was like had the munchies, but it was out of my mind. Like, but I couldn't feel it in my mouth.
Yeah,
like I would swallow and couldn't like feel that that movement that I normally feel. Yeah. I was like, has it gone down?
Well, the other one from the taxi was I knew I really needed a piss.
Yeah.
But I couldn't feel whether I was holding it in.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, I could have pissed.
It's in all right.
I don't know. Something's...
You piss for ages when you're stoned as well.
There's piss there. It's either inside my body or outside my body, and I don't know which.
The one we'd experienced, me and Maureen had together, where we both completely overdone it immediately, and she started freaking out quick. She started freaking out, and I started freaking out shortly after, but tried to play it cool type thing. I was like, it's all right, just sit here. And I was down for a piss too.
Yeah, yeah.
Same feeling, like, is it going down my leg, or am I just busting for a piss?
What's going on?
But the piss I took, bro, 2 weeks. Two weeks I was pissing. Piss. Like, fucking legs started shaking, lost a feeling in my legs, lost balance. I felt like I was falling forward. Had to stabilize myself in the back of the wall.
Oh, God.
And just pissing forever.
See, a good long piss?
10 out of 10.
Feels class.
It is great.
It's so good. I really like pissing.
When I was in the depths of my flu there.
Big pisses when you're ill.
Big pisses, but also I think it was because I was just lying there thinking about it for 4 hours.
You were thinking
I
about
just, I just didn't, like, it was like the water would be there and I'm like, man, I'm thirsty. I need to drink. And I would just keep watching this mafia documentary. Like, I'm so thirsty. And I just wouldn't do it. And then eventually you'd have to get up and piss. Like,
yeah.
Hours later. But yeah,
I'm trying to.
Thick pisses.
I'm trying to hold on to my shits for longer at the minute.
Is this one of these Sigma male fucking
no,
Andrew Tate type things? You don't shit as soon as you need to shit. Fucking pussy.
No, I just think, I think I went through a phase of like having like two shits.
This podcast will never change.
No, it is.
You've lasted longer than most, but yeah, it's good.
To talk about shit. Yeah. I think I went through a phase of having like two shits before attempts at shits a day.
Is that a nerves thing?
No, I would just like want to do shit. So I'm trying to cut down.
One day shit,
man. I'm just trying. And I'm there like that. Fucking is it EastEnders? I've got nothing left.
One day shit. Let me do shit, please. So you would just be like, I wanted to go do a shit now.
Yeah, yeah. I think I just got a hankering for it, but now I'm trying to do one shit a day.
Yeah.
And just hold until I really need a shit. I'm not shitting.
Do you shit in the morning or at night?
I used to be a real solid morning shitter. Nice. But I think I have. That started my day badly because I would just be on my phone for like. I'll shit until I can't feel my feet, mm-hmm. like pins and needles. Like, and then you stand up and you can't walk to brush your teeth.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're like, I'm like, you got like a limp leg.
Are you very Italian in the morning? You know, do you get up and a little espresso and...
No, I'm not a coffee drinker.
Cigarette out the window and then be like, need to take shit.
I'm so weird about stuff that like everybody likes. I don't drink tea or coffee and I've only recently trained myself to eat eggs. I'd never eaten eggs my whole life, but I've gone through a serious regimen of nearly throwing up every morning, but I've eaten eggs every day for the past month.
Any joy to be found in it yet or...
I think I like them, but my brain, like, really hates it. Do you know what I mean? Like, physically, I'm like, this tastes good and is good.
Mm-hmm.
And I do them like salt, pepper, sriracha, like, just scrambled. And it, but I've got the... I've told a few people about this. The gradations of egg.
Okay.
I've set myself, like, an egg gauntlet.
I'm a big egg guy.
You're right. So
if I could be left with one food...
Stuff, egg?
It would be eggs, probably.
And so... You can advise me on my egg gauntlet from, like, what's the easiest...
Come to the right place.
What's the easiest type of egg to eat? So, easiest, like, I mean, this
mayonnaise.
Is, like... well, yeah. So, like, your mayonnaise, and then, like, French toast. Piss. Like, it's just so easy.
I don't like French toast.
What?
Tastes like a nosebleed. I don't know why. Tastes like blood.
That's so strange, but you like milk, egg, and bread?
Yeah, but together, something happens.
Eating just more sugar on that, I think. Sugary French toast has always been great. I've always liked that. But anyway, it's not a very eggy type of egg, given that you love eggs and you don't like it. That proves how not eggy it is.
Yeah.
Egg fried rice. Easy. Barely egg.
Lost in there.
Yeah, it's just getting in amongst the stuff. This is one that people have debated with me. Quiche, I don't think is very eggy.
Nah. Not particularly.
If like it's like ham and cheese, like you're just getting a lot of ham and cheese.
Yeah.
It's not very like eggy, and particularly texturally, it's not very eggy.
It's It's more of a tart.
Thank you. And then we go into omelet.
Mm-hmm.
Like, which is, again, I think the runniness of eggs spooks me a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So I've had omelets, but now I do just like badly cooked scrambled eggs. Like I overcook scrambled eggs now.
Yeah.
And that's okay, but I'm gradually trying to make them like what normal people would eat as scrambled eggs.
Okay.
But then I don't know, like, where do I go next? Fried egg? That feels like texturally very eggy.
Well, you can bring a bit of oh, now we're getting into the weeds. Now we're really cooking.
Because there's gradations of fried egg as well.
Of course
there is. The over easy.
You can give yourself a bit of texture on a fried egg. You know, you can cook it nicely and have a bit of crisp on the bottom.
I think I would like that.
That, with like a little bit of ketchup, brings like a whole different taste to it. It's like a smokier thing.
Yeah.
I like a fried egg on rice, which is very Vietnamese.
I really want to, part of the reason I started on the egg journey was I really want to do one of those scrambled eggs that you cut and it goes on top of rice.
Well, that's your nightmare. That's the jazziest egg.
That is true. I think poached egg is my nightmare currently. I think poached egg and ironically hard boiled egg, which is the least texturally eggy, but the most
eggy.
Yeah. Most so poached and hard boiled are my
hard boiled is the most farty of the eggs.
Exactly. Yeah. So I'm yet to embark upon any of those.
If you get a perfect boiled egg where it's like not really runny, it's more like gel in the middle.
Mm.
You know, it's gooey.
Yeah.
It doesn't run all over the place.
Yeah.
Very tasty.
So where am I going from? I'm adding runniness to my scramble.
Well, okay. So are you fucking beating the shit out of it till it's basically like rubber?
But I just do it in a bowl and then I just pour it into a pan and then do like slow stirring in the pan.
Yeah, well, there's you like do less ribbons. Of that then. Don't keep going till it's dead, till it's fucking gray, you know? Loads of butter, move it about a wee bit till it looks like it needs a bit more. What died there?
That.
Till it looks like it needs a bit more and then stop, like just stop and let it sit for a minute and then eat it. So you want a lovely, soft, buttery, folded egg. I'm hard.
But then, I feel like I know where I'm going with scrambled eggs. Yeah. I've tried slightly runnier. I've tried different TikTok methods of like how to cook scrambled eggs, which is so bad. But what's fried egg? But you think with a crispy bottom will help the... Yeah. And then could I over easy that as well? Because it's the runniness of the yolk that really freaks my nut.
Well, if you don't want your nut freaked, I would... If you've got a pan with a lid or any other lid that fits...
Whack that on.
Wee bit of water, like a thimble of water and cover it and that'll cook the top without you having to fucking shit all
I'll
over it.
I have to
like
buy
that.
A thimble.
Yeah. A thimble amount from a cup would they? You wake up in the morning, your girlfriend, I was going to make breakfast, but I'm waiting on this thimble from Amazon Prime. Bro, I bought a £120 pan the other day.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Cast iron?
Hex light or whatever you call that shit, or hex something. Gordon Ramsay approved.
Oh, fuck.
It's legit.
Is it? What, do you have to season it?
No. You do fuck all to it.
Oh.
You can use metal utensils in it. You can do whatever the fuck you want.
I hate stuff you can't use metal utensils in. I think
Which
it's
is,
stupid.
I mean, the state of our house at the minute, because we're getting an extension. So our kitchen has basically been extended. Everything has been ripped out of it. Mm. And all we have left is a sink still in place so we can get water, basically.
Mm.
And I'm spending £120 on a pan. And the only thing we have to cook is like a wee tabletop stove thing that you take camping.
Oh, yeah, like YouTube chefs use.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Only a way shitter version of that. So it's just me in a different room because we can't be in the kitchen. So it's just me in a fucking spare bedroom. Slowly folding eggs with a hard on. My diet, so many eggs that he became like allergic to them a wee bit and it would make him shit his pants.
Because I'm eating like four a day. Is it like a four egg scramble? Is that a big amount of scrambled eggs? Because my mum kind of told me off for having a four egg scramble today. She's like, that's a lot of eggs to be eating every day.
And do you have a big pile of toast with it and all that shit?
No, just the eggs.
That's fine.
With sriracha?
That's fine.
Because like what's bad in eggs? Cholesterol?
They used to say cholesterol and stuff, but it's like the good one that you need to carry.
Yeah, the sweet one.
Sweet
good cholesterol.
Sweet cholesterol, sweet, they call
cool
it.
Cool cholesterol. Cholesterol.
I got that sweet cholesterol, baby. What are you talking about? What should we have for our post podcast meal today?
I know you're a big like you're like an Asian guy.
I'm a big Asian guy. I'm a big Asian guy.
I've only recently gotten into ramen. I'm a big hand pulled noodles guy.
Yeah.
But the problem with hand pulled noodles is everywhere that does hand pulled noodles feels like you're in a swimming pool. Like, do you know what I mean? Like you're in the building of a swimming pool. It's so humid in there.
Oh right, okay. I don't know where you're going with that. An old man hair drying his bollocks in the corner.
I mean, nearly. There's one in London. I don't know what it's called because, like, the title. I was gonna say the title of the restaurant. The name.
Name.
The name of the restaurant is in
foreign
Asian. You know when they write in QR codes?
Yeah, vaguely Asian. No, it's fucking.
And so I have no idea. I just know where it is. It's across the road from Leicester Square Station. And or the example, like in Edinburgh, noodles and dumplings is class, but. You feel like you're in a sauna.
Yeah. Yeah, we embarrassed ourselves in there a few times.
Yeah?
You know, where they, you know, like you order and they're like, are you waiting for more people? And you're like, nah. Yeah. It's me, the big man, and Niall watching.
The one at Leicester Square is so funny because I was like, oh, can we get 2 spring rolls each? And they were like, no. It was me and Robbie McShane. I was like, what? And the spring rolls are bosom sized.
Oh, right, okay.
Spring rolls, they were like one each. And one time, actually a different time I went with Robbie, I had bought a can of Diet Coke from the shop and was just walking along the street. And I walked in with it, sat down, and on the bill, and I love this, they charged me for the Diet Coke.
Those motherfuckers.
I love like an aggressively run restaurant. I love nothing more than when I'm sitting eating, you can hear the staff arguing.
Oh, yeah.
I love that. Have you ever been for like a curry on Brick Lane?
No.
In London? Unreal. Partly because the waiter will come over with one you can argue with. If you've enough people in your party, you can like haggle with them before you go in. Like we used to go with like our whole like department at uni and I would be like chief haggler and you go up and you go, here's what I want. And we all only have £10. I want starter, main, rice, naan, poppadoms and 2 pints each. And we got that every time because there was like 30 of us. And they were just like, yeah, we want a full restaurant. And they're paying fuck all, but you're getting like an absolute banquet of Indian food. What the fuck was I talking about?
I don't know. Steamy fucking restaurants or something? Pulling your hand pulling your noodle or something?
Yeah, hand-pulled noodles. Unreal. I don't know if anywhere in Belfast does like the hand-pulled.
The sushi cafe does pretty legit noodles.
Oh, Brick Lane curry, sorry, I've just remembered, the waiter comes over with the pad, right? No point in the pad, because what he does is he goes, what are you having? And then you go, Lampasanda. And then he shouts from the table to the kitchen and goes, one Lampasanda, please! And then just writes it down.
He's fucking finishing off a sketch here. What's a Lampasanda now?
It's quite a spicy lamb dish, I think.
Lampasanda.
Lampasanda. Lampasanda.
Lampasanda.
Lampasanda.
Is that where you were last year? It's back from Lampasanda, 2 weeks in Lampasanda.
All inclusive.
All inclusive. I've got a tenner. What have you fucking got for me?
Lampasanda sounds like you're like whack-a-mole, but like Christmas themed.
Yeah. Lampasanda. Fuck up with you. Anyway,
but I am, every time I come home, I'm like so bougie. I'm so like fucking stereotype. I want a bougie.
Yeah.
I want potato, cheese, and onion. I want a Dairy Milk mint crisp, which isn't actually a Belfast thing really, but you can get them. Europa W.H. Smith has them.
Yeah.
I think they're fucking class and it's very a travesty tasty. That they're not everywhere.
Yeah.
Bikers. I love bikers. I'm a big bikers guy.
Yeah.
But I don't have like food spots in Belfast really. That bow tree that you really like is unreal. Siam Kitchen.
Yeah.
In Castlereagh.
Oh. Oh.
Unreal.
I'm laughing at some of these fucking foodie pages, and they're all Belfast based.
Mm.
And there's one of them that's great, and the guy will be like, just introducing you to the first and only Somali restaurant in Belfast. If you go to this shed just off the fucking, you know, the roundabout at the bottom of the Lisburn Road, you know,
yeah.
It's always some plate. You'd never find the place. Yeah. And then the plate of food looks fucking unbelievable.
Yeah.
I like that page. I forget the guy's name. But the influencer thing has lost the run of itself. Like, if you were a foodie, it used to be like that guy. I'm investigating, I'm researching, yeah. I'm looking for different food. But it's just become like, you know, I saw a video the other day and the guy was literally like, guys, we're making this McDonald's wrap. Took two McDonald's burgers, put it in a wrap, cheese, the chips, and then rolled it up and then put it in a press thing.
Yeah.
And you're like, what the fuck are you doing?
And what's the point?
Why am I out here writing fucking dick jokes and trying to post them online? And
yeah, he's a fucking millionaire from Boohoo Man or
250,000 likes on a fucking TikTok.
Yeah, it's absolutely, it's just fucking
I took pre-existing food and wrapped it in another fucking type of food. And that's foodie, you know what I mean? That's foodie, guys.
But my favorite as well is like the ones who are like, oh, I'm like a food blogger, I'm trying to find like the best food spots. And they go to Dublin and they're like, this place called like Supermax. And yeah. You're like, yeah?
A big English dude.
Have you been to Eddie Rockets? It's like,
yeah.
Yeah. It's shit.
I've heard about this little place. They're going to build for Subway. it must be fucking popular over here, mate. There's loads of them.
There used to be a Quiznos on Botanic and it was fucking class.
Is that Subs or
something? Yeah. It was like a crossroad from Subway and everybody went to Subway. Fuck. And I would go to Quiznos and it was just 10 times better.
And now they've got Stramwiches.
Which is that a thing? I don't like that Cuban sandwich place. I don't want to degrade anyone's business, but I don't think it's good.
Well, look, I mean, you can only push a Cuban sandwich as far as, you know.
I think we all
it's not an overly exciting thing.
I think we all got notions when we watched Chef.
Yeah. You and think we're fucking like, Andy Bourdain.
And John Favreau.
Yeah.
That's me. That's me, that fat guy.
That's actually me. That's me, John Favreau. Anyway, you're killing it at the minute, gigging all over the place. It's good to watch, you know, like the process happening when someone's like, I'm gonna post loads of my stand-up,
yeah,
and at work,
yeah, and it's like,
do you think there's a difference you starting like in London and that sort of spread and growth
if you have a following in London?
Yeah,
because and this is the theory, right? So say you've a following in Belfast, people share that, like that's getting around to like Belfast and then like Irish people that have moved away, but then London, every cunt's from everywhere.
Yeah.
So if you pick up the odd follower from gigs, just doing gigs around, you've got like tourists, you've got whatever, then they share a thing. And suddenly I've got, like on like my like website analytics, I should be doing quite a large tour of Ontario, Canada.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, how?
But you probably could.
But I can't. Armagh has sold fuck all.
That's what I mean. Like I've seen your tour list.
Yeah.
And there's towns in England and you're like,
I've never heard of them.
Like for the crack. Like, if I put on one, you would sell nothing, you know?
In Poole?
Yeah.
Or Darwin?
Yeah.
I don't know where any of these fucking places are.
And they sell? That's
yeah, it's like, it's so, I mean, fucking some of them, but like, I mean, it's always just the big cities that are just like the best. Glasgow's the best. Glasgow's the best fucking place in the world.
I did 4 shows in Glasgow before I did the SSE there, and it ruined the SSE for me.
Where did you do?
I deliberately booked Blackfriars instead of doing like Or More.
The one with Columbo on the wall?
Yeah.
What a room.
But I was looking at my schedule and it was like, whatever way they were laid out, there is about fucking 9 days there before I do
a big fucking,
a big gig.
Yeah.
So I would usually do Or More, which is about 300 and a bit. And then someone suggested the Glee and it was like, I'd rather do the reps. So I did 4 shows just in Blackfriars, and they were fucking,
it's lethal,
unbelievable. And then the next show was the SSE and the vibe went from like this tiny basement
packed in poplin, sweaty, just,
and then just me talking into the fucking abyss. Yeah. You know, I came off the SSE, I was like, was that okay? Someone tell me I was okay. You got me holler going, I are fucking killing themselves down in front of the house, like,
well, I like that. And it's can't hear it. It's great to do like some of the bigger rooms. But you like, it's like a weird adjust. You have to adjust like your mindset to it. Like I opened for like Russell Howard last week in this fucking cave of a place in like Coventry, and you just have to like wait.
Yeah,
you say a punchline, and because you're timing from like a Blackfriars or something like that, or like every gig I've ever fucking done, you're like, oh, it's bombed.
Yeah,
it's bombed. I should say the next one.
Yeah,
and then but you just have to wait like an extra second, and then the laughs come, and you go, oh, thank fuck.
Thank fuck for that.
But the whole then the people in the audience are looking at you going, why is he so stressed?
Yeah. Why is he pacing up and down? Because I seen your promo with the crowd work stuff.
Or like the Netflix documentary thing?
Crowd work is such a weird thing, isn't it, at the minute? Because like people are literally like, who was I listening to? And they were saying like their fucking niece or something who was young was like, oh, you know, do you do crowd work to this big comedian?
Yeah, yeah.
And they say it like it's not stand-up. You're like, oh, a guy does crowd work. Do you do crowd work?
Yeah, yeah.
I love crowd work. Like it's a... Like
well,
it's
they've
a,
just learned a word, haven't they?
Like it's a new art form.
Like the public have learned the word crowd work because stand-up is so big now that everybody knows like the lexicon of it.
Yeah.
Like everyone's like, oh yeah, crowd work and sets and bombing and that's hack. And it's like, these are all just like words that should have really just been for us actually.
There's some bollocks out there like...
Oh
there's people,
my
there's people
God.
Like starting and... Just doing, talking to anyone about anything on stage in the crowd and they fucking hashtag crowd work.
Fucking destroyed. The audience member was destroyed.
I can't even remember. It was someone from here. I can't even fucking really
I know
up.
Who it is. I wish
I was just I like, can't. Bro, you uploaded that? That should be fucking,
yeah.
Like, that's like something someone else would upload to fucking try and ruin your career. It was fucking, I was like, that was fucking shit. Oh my God. They didn't even come out on top in the exchange. Like yeah. I was like, you fucking took a fat cock in the mouth on that one. Like.
Yeah, oh my God. But what I've found is actually like good in the sense that you kind of like there's old circuit guys and you'll have seen them where every time they talk to a civil engineer, they riffed a thing in 1992.
Mm-hmm.
And now every time they talk to a civil engineer, they just do that. Like that's a little bit that seems improvised, but they just do it every time. But if I riff something like good, I post it. So then I've been at tour shows and had like met, you know, the way there's only like 8 types of people
yeah.
in the whole world. And you meet them again and you go, you've all seen me do the other one. So yeah, I have to come up yeah. with some. And like loads of my stuff now just ends up being really surreal. Because, like, I can't say the same thing again to this fucking
yeah.
same jobbed person. And I'm just like, well, what if there was a raccoon?
Yeah.
Like, what would you do then?
I have, you know, I literally have, like, inside jokes in Lavery's now.
Mm.
So I have, there was one clip one time where I spoke to a DJ who was a wedding DJ. I was like, what are your favorite, you know, big floor fillers or whatever?
Yeah.
Then I moved on to this girl and she's like, I'm an author for kids or neurodivergent or whatever. And I just froze for like an uncomfortably long time. And then everyone was laughing, ooh, and all this shit. And then I just went, and what's your second favorite fella? To this guy? And now that's like a thing. So like someone will be like, oh, I work in palliative care.
Yeah.
And I would just be like, tell me more about PwC. It's become like a silly joke if someone has a decent job.
Yeah.
You know, but yeah. Are people turning up to see the crowd work now?
People wonder this. And what's great now, since I filmed the special and started putting out like material, those clips are doing better, partly because they're filmed way better than just my camera at the back of the room. Like
eye-catching.
I shat money on it. So they're filmed really nice, but they're doing well now. So there's like people arriving who just have seen the material. Crowd work, on the first tour, I went out before the support act and did like 10 to 15 minutes of that and like chatting to people because it's fun.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. Like some comedians would be like, fuck's sake, I have to do this or whatever.
I don't want to do crowd work.
But it's like fine. Like it's just, it's not everybody's thing. People think it's like bad that these like massive crowd work comics in America are like making people show up to shows and like heckle or whatever. And I'm like, be good. Like deal with a heckler. Like you're supposed to be these like 20-year veterans or whatever. And you're like, well, because people on TikTok are doing crowd work, it's actually making my shows in theaters slightly more difficult.
Yeah.
It's like, shut up.
Yeah.
Shut up. Just because you've been doing it since the 70s when you weren't allowed to talk to people in the crowd.
Just ply over it like I do.
Just fucking fuck up.
Some heckle.
That is like a fucking, like a superpower counterpunch that only exists in Northern Ireland. You can't say fuck up
the
anywhere
fuck
else.
Up.
It's just lethal. Sometimes I'll do it in England and everyone will go, what? And I'm like, oh. Everyone should know. Why does everybody know the word crowd work, but nobody knows the phrase fuck up?
Yeah.
It's just the best thing in the fucking world. But yeah, you just don't let them. Like I could lean in and do like, I've started doing like themed nights. Like you used to do like Topic Thunder. It's great where it's like improvised and you pull stuff out of a hat and do whatever. And it's like riffing. I'm doing like similar like crowd worky type things in London, like small rooms, having a wee lineup and like fucking around. Like, there's been loads of iterations of that, like Setlist and
yeah.
Stand Up on the Spot over in America, that Jeremiah guy. And that's cool, and people who just want that come to that. But, like, you can't force those, like, mad moments yeah. that kind of happen. And, like, I don't know. Like, I haven't found it to be a problem, basically, is the long and the short of it.
That's good. There's some nights in Laveries with the front row, you're just like, what fucking asylum did they let you out of tonight?
And it's the people...
We're like, left to right is maniac.
Yeah, and you're just...
Every single one of them.
They're desperate to be in the front row.
Yeah.
Because it's they're going to be the TikTok.
See, if I see a girl in the front row, and we've obviously the monitor, so you see the back of people's heads, and you see girls like come down, slap the wine glass down, and go like, and like yeah. you know, like yeah, sit yeah, up yeah. front, like yeah, I'm yeah. ready for whatever slagging. Did I tell you what happened the other week? Girl yeah. got up, Scottish couple in the front row, yeah. hammered, absolutely hammered, heckling everybody that went up, and she just got more and more pissed. At the start of the show, they had about 8 vodkas each.
Mad.
There was way too many drinks
Which
on the table.
It's been said so many times, don't get fucking steaming for stand-up. Yeah, it's no. so stupid.
But also, you know, Scotland. But as the night progressed, she was like falling asleep on her fella's like shoulder and stuff yeah, yeah. and whatever. And then I got up. I was closing, which doesn't usually happen, but I got up. I was chatting away, and I could see her, you know, starting to gather her bits and put her phone in her pocket and stuff.
Mm.
After just waking up, she was literally like this here. And she woke up and she stood up and she stumbled up onto the stage in front of me. And I went, oh, Jesus, you all right? And everyone was like, yeah. And she walked off the stage and they moved the speakers. They got like a new PA, basically. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So there's two big speakers at the side of the stage now.
Did she fuck?
Which, when you go from the brightness of the lights to the dark, it takes you a second. And she stepped off and fucking bang, head right back. Like that there. Fucking. Dave, throw me my new hat. I'll put my new hat on. She just fell back like that. And then I was just like, I don't know where I go. Look at this. This is what we do around here. One hat falls down the back. I don't
conveyor belt of hats.
Dave got me this for my birthday. Look at this shit.
I'm worried about.
I'll never go back for that hat. That's
my hair. That's gone forever. I'm worried about my hairline.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what's. I think, but then it's that thing. Like, I'll get more stressed, and that'll cause more of it to fall, and I'll just. Fucked. Scared. I've been like, I've had a shaved head before.
What's the baldness like in your family?
All of my mum's brothers are bald, and my dad's brother has alopecia, so I'm either going to be bald or fucking really bald.
Stress yourself alopecia before you even go male pattern bald.
But he's, yeah, my uncle has alopecia. Like, he went bald when he was, like, 17, I think. And, like, but then he had a mustache for years. He looked like, do you know the dad from Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs?
Yeah.
That's exactly what my uncle looked like.
Sexy. You look like a guy, you know. I don't mean this as an insult. You're a soft looking guy.
Mm.
I don't mean that. I'm not being like you're soft in personality or you know whatever. But you've got a nice soft look to you. I have a very harsh paramilitary look to me. I feel like you could go bald nicely and it would be like a nice.
I think I would keep
bald.
The monk.
Yeah.
If I went bald, I think I would just have a wee.
I couldn't do that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that would be freaky.
I do have very
looking.
Black hair.
Yeah. You know, how often are you...
Am I shaving it?
Is it wet shave or are
wet
you...
Wet shave, yeah.
Are you wet shaving your skull?
But like, if that grew out and I just started growing, it would be fucking just very sort of Eastern Bloc terrorist. It would not be...
Yeah.
I feel like you could go...
In a soft
in
manner.
In a softer way, yeah. I just look very aggressive.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, it's just a worry, and then you just start walking around looking at everybody's hairlines.
What's your facial hair game like?
It's okay, it struggles with the cheeks.
Yeah,
it doesn't come up very high. But I'm gonna see how this mustache goes for a bit and see what that feels like.
It's like a fucking. It's like, you know, it's like a egg timer.
Yeah, you gotta grow the
you
beard.
Know, as it's coming off the top, it's filling out in the bottom.
But then sometimes, like, you get like you know just like the full. Full ball, like that phonocab guy.
Yeah.
Just like the baldest guy ever.
Yeah, like Ian Thompson.
Yeah.
I'm bald, he's bald, he's balder.
He is balder, but I don't know why.
Do you know what I mean?
It's because he's like, it's the lack of beard, and then does he have eyebrows? I don't know.
I don't know.
I haven't
a clue. Who was it used to get on stage? Oh, it was a different guy. again, a bald guy.
Mm.
And he got his first line would be like, he would just pause for a second and like stare at everybody, and he would go, "You can tell it's not cancer because I've got eyebrows." And then he would start the set.
That's one of those. I love Belfast. That opener would do nothing in London because they're also like,
yeah.
But
you might as well pull your pants down and shout in front of them.
But Northern Irish people just love shit like that because we're just like, that's funny. It's class.
Sure, that phone a cab incident, Ian Thompson actually, like, I the saw fucking that day clip. After, just ran on stage with the glasses and all.
It's so funny.
And the fake gun.
It's so funny.
Oh, at Laverick's too, you know, under fire again. You know, but sure. Well, we get out of here, man. We've done an hour.
Yes, we get it.
We've done an hour and 14 minutes there, bro.
Fucking right. Come see me on tour, listen to mine and Mike Rice's podcast.
Go and see it. What's the website for the tour?
VittorioAngeloni.com/tour.
The podcast is called?
Mike and Vittorio's Guide to Parenting.
I missed Mike last week. I was very sick. Couldn't even come down and see him.
Oh, no.
He was in Labrador. I missed him completely.
He just crushes.
I bet.
It's crazy. He's on tour as well. You should go see him.
Go see him. Go see all the boys. What have I to plug? We're releasing these hoodies. We'll do it. There's probably been a proper ad in this podcast already.
Oh, inserted.
Release some hoodies. I'm going to release some more dates. Did you ever have two sneaky shows you forgot you booked?
And forgot to promote?
They were penciled in like February. I have two shows in the limelight on the 20th and 29th of December. And they were like, what are you going to do with these shows? And I was like, what shows? What?
So funny.
So what I might do is shoot a special.
You could shoot a special. If you got two nights as well, you could definitely shoot a special.
Mm.
What's two the, so do you have a plan of action for the Christmas do?
Keep your eyes out for that. I'll chat to you about it after, but there is two dates right before Christmas, and one of them will be the Christmas do.
Unreal. Very
so
exciting.
I'll take a look at that in a second. What else, guys? Patreon.com/Jonathan Banter Podcast. Here's what I want you to do, because you can do it now. Just go on and sign up. Even if you don't want to pay for extra podcasts, just go on there and sign up, because you can do that now.
Yeah,
because that's where you'll get all the early tickets and shit like that. Just sign up, be part of it, get the Patreon app, get the notifications. You'll not miss a thing.
Nice.
But then do eventually pay for something.
That'd be great. Please just like, you know, just give us money.
Just give us money. You know, these couches don't pay for themselves. I've got nothing. Right, we're going to get out of here. Cheers, Vittorio. Cheers, Dave.
Thank you.
Take care of yourselves. Good luck and fuck you.
Up the Ra.
Where are we up the Ra there?